Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm going to be honest, it's not the first time we've done this. Sorry to waste your time a little bit, Tony. Hello, one and all. Welcome to the latest episode of Behind the Glass. I've been joined today by Tony from Gravelwood Castle.
Hello, guys.
If you've never met Tony or seen Tony before, this is him.
Hello.
Just give a brief overview. What do you do, Tony? Who are you?
So I'm a motor dealer.
You are?
I am, yes.
Fantastic.
The best one in the country.
Lord Tony of Gravelwood. And you have been the mastermind behind the sale of my F-Type R.
Correct.
The purchase of my McLaren 540C.
Yeah.
And you've also worked with Paul as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
So Tony's now becoming the motor trader of the YouTubers.
Yeah, the YouTube YouTubers. Supplier.
But he does do a lot of other stuff. And we are currently sat inside your old showroom.
Yeah.
Because you've got a lot of exciting things going on,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so there's a new one being built next door. Builders are in there now.
Mega.
So, yeah, good
time. Big coffee tables and your name on the door. And, super exciting.
Old ashtrays, that sort of lot.
For those of you watching, hello. We are now also audio only. Unbelievably, for the first time ever, this podcast is going to be going out on iTunes. Hello.
Hello.
And SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/seenthroughglass. So not everyone is going to be just watching this, but for those of you who are, you can see that we are currently sat in front of Tony's lovely 458 Spider.
Because I've got nowhere to put it.
Need a bit of garage at home. With a few of his other cars dotted around. But yeah, as I say, that was kind of like a big announcement that I kind of just skipped over there. I really wanted to say this is now officially a podcast. It's no longer just a very long, drawn out YouTube video. And I hope that this is going to be a weekly feature for those of you listening on iTunes. I'm hoping to bash out a weekly podcast on SoundCloud and on iTunes, and then like a monthly video, like when it's a special occasion.
Like me.
Like when Tony appears.
Yeah.
That's a special occasion.
But I haven't got to do this every week, have I?
No.
Thank God.
You can if you... As I say, this is not the first time we've recorded this. As you probably guessed from the title, it's quite a big topic today, so I wanted to make sure I got it right. So me and Tony have been sat here for 4.5 hours. Anyway, before we get on to the big elephant in the room, which is actually parked right there, a few other things, as well as the fact that Behind the Glass is now an official podcast, seenthroughglass.com is a thing. I now have a website too.
Blimey.
I've been working hard.
Yeah.
The content may be... maybe there's been a few less videos on the YouTube channel than usual. That's because I have been furiously working behind the scenes on a lot of different elements, and one of those elements is seenthroughglass.com finally becoming a thing. It's not exactly what I want it to be right now. It's a holding page, but I've got big plans for it, and you kind of know I've been talking to you a little bit about what's going to be happening.
Absolutely.
Over the next few months, and I'm really excited to build up seenthroughglass.com into quite a major thing for you guys, but a way for me to share other types of content, exclusive content. Anyway, I'm getting caught up in it all. But
you're mumbling.
I'm mumbling.
Yeah.
Basically, go over seenthroughglass.com and sign up now. You can put your email address in, and I will be bashing you with updates as and when there are any major updates to share.
Mate, I can put some of my cars on there.
Don't put your car. It's not Auto Trader.
Yeah, I know, but it's advertising. You're still gonna have lots of
pay for it.
Really?
Yeah, mate. I'm just gonna put gravel with cars on my website. Here's my YouTube videos, and scroll down for a Volkswagen Golf GTI for sale.
I've got one of them.
Of course you do. Tony, I was trying to find a deal. So exciting stuff. Exciting stuff happening behind the scenes. And I say now, I kind of have to think in my head. It's quite weird. I'm addressing people watching and people listening, which is a weird.
Yeah. Weird for you.
The Matrix. We're in the Matrix.
It looks like a radio show, man.
Thank you.
There's cameras and microphones.
I've tried hard. Don't swing around too much because you're going to knock this microphone cable.
I know what I'm doing. Don't worry. I'm all right. Don't touch my leg.
Okay.
I'm not doing this anymore if you keep doing
never
that.
Never work with animals and children and Tony from Gravelwood. Okay. Next topic that I want to come on to, which I think is appropriate considering where we're sat in front of a Ferrari, is the very exciting announcement.
As we should be, what, always
sit in front of Ferrari.
This channel
is
becoming
fans.
Like a Ferrari dedicated channel. I should put it in my bio.
I don't know why you never bought one in the first place.
Don't start that, Tony. Yes, is the follow-up to Vlog Angeles. So for those of you that were watching this time last year, actually a little bit later, October time last year, I went off to America and specifically Los Angeles for 2.5 months. It was mega, and I made a video every day, and it nearly killed me.
Yeah.
I got very ill. But it was amazing. One of the best experiences that I've ever had on YouTube. And I wanted to try and follow it up with something this year that was similar but different. I didn't want to literally go back to LA, although I am going back to LA. For Monterey Car Week.
Which I'd love to go to.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
I've got to go there.
It's because how was your experience at Goodwood? Did you have a good time at Goodwood?
Yeah, I mean, I've been Goodwood like 3 times now. So
what day? You were Saturday and Sunday, right?
Saturday and Sunday, yeah.
I saw you a lot in the McLaren Hospitality. Yeah. Which was unbelievable. Anyone who's watched the Salamandering coverage of Goodwood will know that the McLaren Hospitality was...
Was the best.
The best.
Yeah.
Oh,
really
my
good.
God, they smashed it.
Yeah, they did.
So I saw you in there a lot.
Yeah,
eating a
you.
Lot of tea and cake.
You was in there a lot as well,
I was
though.
In there a lot. Yeah. But you enjoyed it? Anything catch your eye?
GT2 RS.
I knew you were going to say that. Such a Porsche fan. Such a Porsche fan. You going to try and get one?
I have news.
Oh, what?
I'm not getting one.
Oh.
I've tried.
You tried, yeah.
I'm not going to get one.
You're not going to get one.
I haven't told you. It's the first time I've said.
Yeah.
I told you I might be getting one.
Yeah, but you're not going to get one.
It's not coming. Not enough coming. So gutted.
Well, if anyone out there who is getting one coming and wants to do a video.
Yeah.
Tony's going to come along.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Delia,
thank you.
To see can drool over it.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to picture with that is that Goodwood Festival of Speed is very similar to Monterey Car Week, but Car Week is spread out. Whilst Festival of Speed is all in one sort of, you know, I don't know, 1 square mile area.
But it's biggest in the world now, Festival of Speed, right?
Oh, yeah. It's unbeatable.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, Car Week is incredible and I cannot wait to get back there, but Festival of Speed is still the
best. It's the one, isn't it? Yeah.
But as I say, it's spread out, so that's what's exciting. You're sort of driving between, and it's beautiful. You're in Northern California, and there's cool cars and classics and modern supercars, and it is mega, and I will be going back. So I'm going back to LA for a couple of days beforehand, and then I'm going to drive up to Monterey and be in Monterey for Car Week. So if you guys are going to be there, come and find me, come say hi. I'm stupidly excited. I don't know what I'm going to be driving yet.
So what is it, like a strip, like a...
No, it's like a whole...
It's like a town.
25 square mile area. It's a whole town, and there's like car auctions, car meetups, concours d'élégance, manufacturer parties, and just people just take their cars there.
Do you get to see it? Can you see it?
Yeah, well, no, it's expensive. So for me, the Quail is the best event, which is a mini Festival of Speed. The actual Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance is a little bit snooty for me, a little bit stuffy. And it's all like a lot of pre-war cars, which you'll be...
Yeah, I've admired as well.
But the Quail is a baby Festival of Speed, and the car park for the Quail is unbelievable. I'm talking like P1s, LaFerraris, Koenigseggs,
really?
GT3 RSs, you know, 918s, like unbelievable. So that's the peak, and that's Friday night. Saturday, there's the racing at Laguna Seca, which like last year there were like 250 GTOs cruising around at.
So good.
And then Pebble Beach on the Sunday. But yeah, it's unbelievable. You can watch my content.
I'm coming next year.
And then come next year.
Yeah.
Which is crazily exciting. But this year, to come back to my original point, to follow up Vlog Angeles, I'm doing a new series, which I'm very proud of the title of. I'm a little bit nervous to say it in front of Tony because I know he's going to laugh. Vlogari. Vlogari. Why are you laughing? As you may have guessed, considering that this channel, as I've mentioned, has become dedicated to Ferraris, I'm willing to find a way to break away from them. It's going to be all about Ferraris. This year is the Ferrari 70th anniversary, and I'm going to do my own tribute tour around Italy for 3.5 weeks, vlogging every day. Vlogari.
Killing yourself.
I'm going to get sued by Ferrari until they're going to be like, yeah. What was that? Who was it who did the Ferrari? He did the 458 and he renamed it the Ferrari.
Did he?
Yeah, no, that DJ. Deadmau5. Was it Deadmau5? Anyway, he got sued, so I got a feeling.
Did he?
Yeah, I got a feeling that Vlogari might get a lawsuit as well, but coming soon to a screen near you. But yeah, I'm actually really excited because it's not going to be Ferrari obsessed, but it's obviously going to be my sort of tribute tour, and it's all about exploring every area of Italy. I may cross a few borders into Switzerland and Monaco every now and again, but it's going to be obviously driving as many cars as possible.
Ferrari based.
As many Challenge Stradalis as possible.
Yeah.
Ferrari based. There's the Monza Italian Grand Prix. There is Ferrari's own celebrations at Maranello for the 70th anniversary. There's the Best of Italy Festival, which you're going to try and come down
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I'll be down to that. Yeah.
Which is mega exciting. If you don't know about that event, I'll put a link below to the video that I did about Best of Italy Festival. Unbelievable. And then within that, as I say, I'm going to be exploring as much as I can. If you are Italian and you're watching and you think of a video, or you've got a car that you want me to come and film, or you know of a Cars and Coffee, drop me a message. info@seenthroughglass.com. Seenthroughglass.com. It's so cool. It's a thing now. info@seenthroughglass.com.
Black time.
Right?
Yeah.
And let me know, and I'll come and we'll come and hang out and Italy and Ferrari and Vlogari and. I'm actually really excited. I know I don't sound it because it's like a lot of planning, a lot of hotels that need to be booked, but I am excited. I'm hoping it's going to be epic and it's going to be a way to bring some slightly different content. I am going to be really indulging in the travel vlogs. Do you like the travel vlogs? Have you? No. Let's skip past that. There'll be some more travel vlogs coming. Now that we've got those two things out of the way, it's probably time that we really talk about
what we've been
trying to talk about for the last 4 hours. Which is the title of this video, the fact that I'm selling my cars. I was going to say all my cars, but it's only two. I'm not Schmee. I'm selling everything! Two cars! The McLaren 540C is right here.
Yeah.
Sat next to us, stripped back to its factory condition, and it's up for sale.
Looking nice. It looks very nice.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's on your website, right?
Yeah, it's all up for
all
sale.
All up, ready to
go. Yeah.
So Tony's your man if you're interested in a McLaren 540C.
www.gravelwood.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Or seenthroughglass.com and scroll down to the car listing section.
Check the link.
Let's talk about it a bit because we've been going back and forth a lot. You're my car buying and selling consultant.
Yeah.
And you've been very much a part of this decision-making process. We're going to come back to the bath in a second, but I think the McLaren's probably the most key thing to talk about. I don't think it will come as a surprise to many of you.
No, I don't think so.
I think
so.
A lot of people were kind of expecting or knew that this was on my mind. But our conversation started post the North Coast 500 trip with Supercar Driver.
Where I get the feeling that maybe you fell out of love a little bit. I fell more in love with my car.
You did.
Yeah.
And there were moments when we were like high five and going, oh, cars are so sick.
I still think we had the best cars there.
I think for the money, McLarens are still always the best cars for their price bracket.
Miles.
By miles, like 720S is basically a 918 for
Did you see the 720S review Auto Express, Steve Sutcliffe?
Yeah, of course.
He said it's faster than P1.
Oh my God, yeah.
So
and
like,
so every bracket.
For a quarter of a million quid.
But there's something, for some reason, I don't think I ever truly fell in love with the 540.
No.
I think it was amazing, and as I say, the best car for its money, and I'm so pleased I bought it, and I've had some amazing memories and some amazing times in it, but I think because I didn't use it that much, and maybe that's my own fault, I bought the Abarth to be a daily so that I didn't put too many miles on the McLaren, and also I live in central London.
Yeah, you can't
a supercar in central London, it's a headache, it's a mess.
Unless you're an Arab.
Shake Sam, but you, seen through glass.
Yes,
that's not me. So that was the whole point, but it meant that I just didn't spend that much time. The only time I used it was for trips, which were mega, but then I'd park it up and not really use it.
Yeah.
It stopped me from feeling the way that I did about the 4C, about the F-Type, about the Biposto, because I use that a bath every day and I adore it for that reason. I've got a proper bond with it. But the McLaren, you're right, at the end of that North Coast trip, I was like, yeah, see ya. And I looked at my dad, I was like, Tony, I'm not going to use that card until October.
It, yeah.
I'm not going to touch it until October because of Vlogari.
And as well, being a 570 owner, there is something missing from McLaren. There's
an emotional... They're the best cars, I think, to drive fast and capable. And in town, they're comfortable. But they're not... They don't set my pants on fire.
Unless you're on it. When you're on it, driving like...
In them thingies.
Like, it was like, for me...
In them thingies,
In the hills.
Sorry, the hills.
In the hills of Scotland, in the Highlands, when we was on it.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't have picked a better car. It was
unbelievable.
Like, insane.
But...
Driving back down the motorway at 70 mile an hour, back down to London.
Something's missing, right?
Yeah.
And so it hasn't been the easy decision. We've been toing and froing massively, and I was like, okay, well, I'll just wait till October, get back in it, and see what I think. But I'm like... I finance my cars. A lot of you guys will know this if you haven't seen the how I was able to buy a McLaren video. I finance my cars, and I'm sorry, I'm not rich enough to have a car sitting unused but costing me
it doesn't make
thousands of pounds per month.
It
makes no sense. No. But it's just kind of ridiculous that my first supercar I've kept for 6 months. It feels like a really extravagant way to go around.
But you know what? For you, it sort of makes sense to have a supercar in the summer for using it, sell it in the winter, because don't forget you get access to
it. You do know it's July, right?
Okay.
I know what you're about to come on to.
You access. Get access to so many different cars from manufacturers now.
This is a new thing.
Yeah.
The last 6 months,
they finally cottoned on.
But manufacturers are suddenly like, Sam, keys?
Yeah.
And that's been incredible. And it's meant not only is that my... sort of, you know, my mind is a bit frazzled because everything's amazing. Like, you know, guys, I didn't get into this to be a car journalist.
No.
And if somebody gives me the keys to a £150,000 supercar, I'm going to love it. It's going to be very hard for me to be critical about that experience.
Absolutely.
Of course, there might be things that I don't like, and I try to be honest with you guys when I do my reviews. But in general, I'm going to have a great time. So it's hard to...
Who wouldn't?
Feel like super obsessed with one thing. But you know what? It genuinely feels like things are changing. It is so easy to get carried away in life, earn a little money and spend it on all the nice things out there. And for me, that's always going to be cars. But at some point, I guess we have to try and be sensible. The YouTube game is changing all the time so quickly. And I just personally don't feel the need to have a ridiculously expensive supercar sat outside my house costing me lots of money. And of course that's because I'm very lucky and get access to incredible cars a lot of the time, but also I just have to be realistic that there are more sensible ways right now for that money to be spent for my business and for my personal life. Which, let's bring it on to the Abarth, because it's not just the 540 that's going, the Abarth is going to be going as well, which actually makes me sadder.
Yeah.
Because I love that thing, and this is what I mean, like, I've used it so much. It doesn't appear on the channel that much, because I don't know how much you guys want to see it, but my God, I adore it.
You like it,
and I use it every day for everything that I could possibly use it for, and it's ridiculous that I can't leave anything in the boot when I do use it, because it gets broken into.
And do you know what? I absolutely caned you when you bought that car.
Yeah. A lot of people still do.
But I drove it, and it made sense.
It's just like, fun.
It does make sense.
Fun, and it's got
and it's not a lot of money as well. So
it's not a lot of money.
It's going to be harder for you to prize your way because it's hundreds, not thousands.
But for me, and I think my lifestyle, it makes far more sense to have one car that's affordable, that I can use and abuse for every scenario, love, have a lot of fun with, hopefully is of interest to you guys, and save a bit of money. But that's the thing, the Abarth is not... I couldn't just use that. I couldn't get rid of the 540 and have the Abarth.
No.
So...
What's the new car, man?
F-Type SVR.
Good shout.
F-Type SVR. Again, probably not a big surprise to a lot of you. I had an incredible time getting back in an F-Type when Jaguar very kindly lent me their blue SVR for the month for the Michelin.
And you loved it.
I loved it. You know, and it just... It's such a brilliant car. And at the time I had my F-Type R, it didn't make sense to buy an SVR.
No.
Because firstly, the price was silly, but also it wasn't enough of a change or anything different. But now, going back to one, it's just perfect for what I need. It's silly. It's got character. It looks brilliant in my mind. And it's so usable. So usable, and they faced a little bit of depreciation.
I was just about to say, you're the depreciation king.
I love a depreciation car. Love a depreciating car. But they're now more affordable than they were.
Yeah, they've come down a bit
at this time last, or no, whenever I was looking. So yeah, F-Type SVR will be the plan. So yeah, the 540 is up for sale now. The hunt for the SVR will be over the next couple of weeks. I hope to find one middle of summer. Once I found an F-Type SVR, then the Abarth will go. So I'm going to keep the Abarth until I've got another car, because I can't be car-less. But yeah, all change on the Western Front.
But all for the best.
This is the thing. I'm hoping... This is all towards a greater future for Seen Through Glass. And everything that I'm hoping to do with you guys and for you guys, as I say, the grand aim is save some money so I can get a house and a Ferrari. but also be more realistic and have a car that I can just use all the time. That's what I miss. Because I can't use the Abarth all the time because it's got no boot, so I can't leave anything in it. It's got no aircon, so in the summer I die. But it's brilliant. I can't use the 540 because, you know, mileage depreciates it.
London
is impossible and all of these things. So the F-Type means that I can have a car that I can just use all the time. And that's what I'm excited for. Customer?
I doubt it.
I'm sure some of you will kind of see this as a downgrade of my cars, but that's exactly what it is. That is my plan. I really feel like, as I mentioned, that the YouTube car space is changing, and I know by now that Paul would have made his announcement about his situation. And I just think we're so fortunate to be able to get access to some incredible cars that we don't necessarily need to own such amazing cars anymore. I think if we can, then great. The likes of Shmi 150, Salamandrin, JWW, these guys out there who can go away and buy lots of incredible cars that most of us will never even be able to dream of owning. Brilliant. It's amazing to follow those adventures, but hopefully on this channel I can bring you something slightly different, which is just my enjoyment, my enthusiasm for trying out as many different cars as possible. I just love cars. I just want to get my hands on as many as possible, and then at home have a car that I can use day in, day out and love to bits. And heart of hearts, that is still the F-Type. I have no idea how you guys are going to feel. You might be really furious. You might not understand where I'm coming from. I hope you do understand. I hope you realise the reasons why I'm making these decisions.
I understand.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're friends, Tony.
Yeah, we are.
I feel
are
like
friends.
You have to understand it.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, so big changes. Make sure you're staying tuned. It's all going to be happening over the next few weeks. I'll be keeping you up to date on all the platforms and via this new podcast, this new iTunes available podcast, Behind the Glass. It's so cool. I'm really excited.
Really good,
man. Exciting times, though. Exciting times. I feel like at the fourth attempt of this take, I feel like we've got it right.
This is long enough. We're all right now.
I think so. I think. Well, but I feel like we've said what we wanted to say. That was what was important.
Yeah, we probably missed a few bits out. So, hour five?
Of the recording. Sorry about that.
And I'm starving.
I'll buy you lunch.
It is your turn.
I won't actually. I've got stuff to do. I've got websites to update. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Give it a thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on iTunes or SoundCloud, make sure you follow or subscribe for all the forthcoming podcasts. I will be talking a lot more about, as I say, behind the scenes aspects of Seen Through Glass. That is the point of this podcasty style chat show. And I'll catch up with you very, very soon.
See you guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.